upward to the ceiling, where the chamber's said to be. Like the forest fight for sunlight that takes root in every tree. They are pulled up by the magnet, believing they're free.
The carpet crawlers heed their callers. We gotta get in to get out.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Almost Friday.
Hey everybody, how you doing?
What's up, guys? I have to leave like in like 3 minutes, so I'll just do my brief intro. I'm gonna say something. This is my personal opinion, not the necessarily the opinion of anyone else here or WJRH or anyone related to WJRH.
Where are we going with this?
I just like
please
to cut in and mention that Frankie has agreed to pay all fines.
This is not a fine. You're allowed to say this. I'm not endorsing anyone.
But it's on.
Vote for anyone except for Donald Trump, please. Just anyone.
That's totally not an endorsement, guys.
That's not an endorsement of anyone. I'm just saying literally anyone else. Here's Million Dollar Loan by Death Cab for Cutie.
Wow.
Break of day. $1 million loan.
dancing on their own without $1 million loan to cast the first stone. You need $1 million loan. Every ascension to a throne starts with $1 million loan. $1 million loan. Nobody makes it on their own without $1 million loan. And you'll reap what you've sown from $1 million loan.
mother fallen, I'm the youth. Ay, I am the greatest, ay, this is the proof. Ay, I work hard, pray hard, pay dues. Ay, I transform with pressure, I'm hands on with effort. I failed twice before, my bounce back was special. Let downs will get you, and the critics will test you. But the stronger survive, another scar may bless you. I
don't give up,
no,
I won't give up,
no,
don't give up, no, no, no,
nah.
Don't give up, I won't give up, don't give up, no, 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 no.
Okay, sorry about that intro. I think we're getting a little bit close to the election. Frankie's getting a little bit antsy.
Yeah, a little nervous.
Y'all should be nervous, to be honest.
So we're going to start with our PSAs again.
Okay, what do you got for us today, Colin?
Burn Responsibility 2011.
Oh, nice. Nice one.
Actually, you know what? Step in 2011. We've done burn responsibility before.
All right.
All right. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Causes include careless smoking, unsupervised burning of debris, and unattended, period.
I don't
feel like that's not a complete sentence. A public service message brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at smokeybear.com. Only, can we just go back and read that sentence? Causes include careless smoking, unsupervised burning of debris, and unattended. That's just not a complete sentence. Wait, something is missing. Causes include careless smoking, unsupervised burning of debris, and unattended. Unattended what?
Can we just
fires. Throw a word unattended fires.
We all right. Whatever we want. All right, we're going to go fires then. Learn more at smokeybear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires. That was nice.
Oh, I got one of my favorite ones here.
Oh, you got a favorite.
It's called Separate. All right, ready? Use different cutting boards so that bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices don't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov, a public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Cool.
That's all set.
Phil, you got one?
I do have one as well. All right, we're going to talk about summer food service program. Today, nearly 17 million kids struggle with hunger, and without free school lunches, many of them will miss meals this summer. But even though the school year might end, free meals for your kids don't have to. If your child relies on free or reduced priced school lunches, Feeding America can help provide them with food this summer. Help your kids stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're Feeding America. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay. All right.
Well, that was a very
thank you, Phil.
Session.
So, who wants to start? Should I start?
I think you should start. I don't have a song.
Okay. So we're going to come back with 15 by Goldrum.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Enjoy.
ain't too sure what I believe in, but I believe in what I see. And when I close my eyes, I see my whole life ahead of me.
These are
Jesus Christ. He may not know no rock and roll, and the
Okay. Sorry, 1 second.
All right.
So, sorry, in the words of the man himself, we're sort of low energy today. It's been it's been a slow week.
It's been an interesting week.
To his credit, though, he's up 5% in the polls. So, congratulations, Donald. You're one step closer.
Well, I think that's more due to Hillary Clinton
ending the world.
You're also right about that.
Stupidity.
The proper word. Hey.
I think he's not wrong. She's also not an elected official.
Right now, so. He's not wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, it's a
nice gloomy,
rainy day.
70-degree Thursday in November.
The adenovirus is going around campus.
Yeah. Skipped out on the gym today because I didn't want to get sick. Yeah, I didn't Adam's going to catch it, though. So we're all done.
City's not going to the gym this week. Because he doesn't want to catch it.
There's no way that this man will like wrap himself in saran wrap and just
a bubble suit. He needs one of those. And he needs a spacesuit. Honestly, really that's the only way he wouldn't catch it.
It's gonna be like those people in Beijing who wear the masks when they walk.
That wouldn't even save him.
Actually, maybe I should buy him one.
If you should, one, that'd be I'm hilarious. Sure he would wear it. How much? They're like, are you actually googling this right now? They're actually
the 5 best air pollution masks in Beijing. I'm gonna get Adam one of these. timeoutbeijing.com.
Wow. I wonder if they like mark up the price and say they're all special. You could just buy one of those gardening things.
They're like a fashion statement now, honestly.
I don't think they are.
I don't think they're a fashion
statement. I don't think that's correct.
This is definitely a fashion statement. There's no way this is practical.
That one is. Look
but
at
yeah,
that.
If you're
look
around
at that.
Campus, just
no, look British at that. Flags. They got flags. They have ones that make you look like Bane.
Do I have one that can make it look like I have a beard?
No. Oh, nothing can make you look like you.
No, don't vote for me.
They're like, except for what is this? Beard. They're 30 yen. That's so cheap.
That sounds pretty cheap.
Can we
are you on
that to American?
Chinese Amazon
I'm
right
on Chinese,
now?
No, Japanese Amazon. Right? Okay. Sorry about that.
What is 30 yen in American dollars?
I'm not sure.
Like less than a dollar.
It's cheap. They're very cheap.
I think $1 is 100
American
yen.
Cents.
Anyway.
All right, so should we come back in another
song?
Phil, you got one?
Oh, do I have one?
I got one.
Otherwise, I can go.
John's got one.
You play LAF. It's a throwback, yeah. To like, was this freshman year?
Oh, I just thought of another song we should have played on Halloween. Or Halloween.
Quick question. What do you think has been the best year of college so far? Just out of curiosity.
Best year?
I don't know.
Freshman year?
So far, yeah.
I'm not really sure.
I kind of disagree. I
they're
think
all different.
Spring semester freshman year was the best semester so far.
Oh, I know. I agree with that, I guess.
I'll say it's not this so semester.
This semester is, you know, not the best.
It's not. I wouldn't say this semester is the worst.
All right, we're going to continue this conversation offline. This is LAF by Broods. Okay, so we got a recommendation by one of the alumni. So the next song is going to be Follow the Leader by Foxygen. Shout out to said alumni. You know who you are. I don't. But, yeah.
Zodiac, but I see your eyes fall. Keep
right. That's okay. Going to do it for our show this week.
Now, I'd just like to say before we play this last song that this was not my decision.
But this is a great song to go into the weekend.
It is. This is, as Phil quotes, a great song.
It is a great song. I'm quoting Phil the weekend on.
For good reason.
It really is.
There's also a good reason this band doesn't make music anymore.
Anyway.
Because they're old. Because
they retired.
Because, I don't know.
Anyway. Let's just play this song. We'll see you guys next week.
Have a good weekend. Next week.
I'm Phil.
I'm John.
I'm Frankie.
Well, that's... And Colin.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Let's do it. Here we come, here we go.